This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
It's Lee Salisbury here. Welcome to Soap from the Box, the TV podcast, where I speak to the biggest stars of the biggest show. It is Friday, so that means a special treat for you. The spin-off show Pop from the Box is back. Your 80s, 90s, noughties musical legends talking to me just for you. Enjoy today's. Named after a Vulcan elder of the same name from Star Trek, the band De Pau gave us part of the soundtrack to our lives. China in Your Hand was, this is amazing, the 600th single to reach number one in the UK and was the fifth best-selling single of 1987. Lead singer and solo artist who I have always wanted to chat to, so this is brilliant for my birthday. Her gorgeous red hair was part of my teenage years. Welcome the incredible Carol Decker. Hi, Carol.
Oh, hello, Lee. Gosh, I don't think I can live up to that introduction.
I tried to do Lauren Laverne's on Desert Island Discs. She always does these amazing. And you think, well, start on a high and get you on the good side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely get you on the side. No, thank you. Yeah.
They're incredible records, actually. Did you know? I mean, you must have known that you were the fifth best-selling single of 1987.
I thought we were better than that, actually. I was a bit disappointed because we were number one for 5 weeks.
I know. Well, so this leads me on perfectly to my next thing, which is, do you know who was ahead of you?
I bet it was Rick Astley, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, was number one. So this is from the official UK charts. He was number one with Never Gonna Give You Up, the best-selling single of that year. I mean, you were up against tough competition. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, Starship, was number two.
Of course. I Wanna
Dance With Somebody, Whitney, was number three. And You Win Again, not so keen on that. The Bee Gees, number four, and then you. So that's, I mean, it's a good list to be in.
It's a good list, it is. And also, little pop factoids for you. So when we were at number one for 5 weeks with China on Your Hand, we were simultaneously number one in the album charts with Bridge of Spies. So that's quite an exclusive club to have simultaneous number ones. And we kept George Harrison at number two in the singles chart, and we kept Paul McCartney at number two in the album chart.
So I that's amazing. Who are the Beatles?
I know, who are they?
Yeah. I remember that George Harrison one. What was it? It was so catchy that year.
Got my mindset on you.
That's it, got my mindset.
Yeah.
That year, I mean, in those years, I mean, I know I'm kind of biased because I was young and it was incredible. You know, it's when I used to, everyone used to tape the chart on cassette so they could.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. But it must have been, especially being so big. It's when you went on Top of the Pops and that shot you up the charts. It's when all those things actually really mattered. And then you did not know on a Sunday night who was going to be number one. And there was real battles going on. And like you said, it was last week. Must have been incredible to be part of music history where it was like that.
It was an amazing time. And also, I think it's a bit sort of less is more. There's too many channels, too much choice. Like, you know, we had one MTV, and when MTV was born, it was phenomenal and it jettisoned you around the world. If you got picked up by MTV, so our first single, Heart and Soul, went onto heavy rotation on MTV, and that got a scene in any country in the world that was broadcasting MTV. So, you know, normally you had to kind of go over there and tour and get your face around. So it was an incredibly useful marketing tool. And now there's so many channels, aren't there? And it's all.
Yeah, well, it's hard to keep up. I never know who's that number because it changes the number one. I mean, you've still got, I think, like the Adeles and the Ed Sheerans that kind of keep it a bit more old school. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Adele releases music like that. But I mean, just quickly on that year as well, Madonna only got to 17 of the best-selling singles that year. I mean, and at 40, I recognise every single song on the top 40 list from that year, apart from this, but I've never heard of it. You might have. Male Stripper by Man to Man Meat Man Parish.
No idea.
I don't know whether someone's put that in as a joke. It's like, what? But anyway, we are going to talk everything Essential 80s very soon, because that's why you're here, which goes back on the road. But let's go back to 1987 again, when China in Your Hand was one of those huge, huge singles. I mean, why do you think, obviously you had songs before, you had songs after that were massive hits. Why do you think that song captured the world, the nation?
Oh, Lee, I don't know. By that, I don't mean like because it was rubbish. I've no idea.
Yeah, we were so surprised.
It's called Fairy Dust, isn't it? You know, because personally, my personal to Pow favourite is Heart and Soul as a songwriter.
I love that song as well,
Thanks. It's so clever with the dual vocal and the hip bass line and everything. And China is a big sort of bog standard, classically written ballad, you know. So it's a wonderful song and it works. It works on acoustic guitar and piano. It works with an orchestra, which I've done now a lot of classical concerts. It works with a big rock band. You know, it works on every level. It's a gift that keeps on giving. But I don't know why the public picked that song over some others that I'm equally personally as fond of as a writer.
Yeah.
But you know, it's that, it's the X factor, isn't it? I know we're all sick of that expression since the TV show.
No, it is. Some songs, I mean, some songs, you know, like, I mean, some songs you just hear the first time, you think that's going to be massive. But it's, I think, and like we said, 80s and 90s were a bit different. When those songs were big, they were so big that they got into everyone's lives for a long time.
Yeah. Even if you hated them.
Even if you hated them. Luckily, we did. I don't know anyone that hated.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, obviously, I'm going to say and try not to be immodest. It's well written. It's well recorded. It's well sung, you know. And the video was fantastic as well, you know. But it's a little bit of fairy dust. Otherwise, you'd be able to do it every time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, which we wish we could. There's one, Carol Decker and Lazy Grace, which is the cover of Don't Stop Believing, which you just said takes the roof off. At kind of JY and other places you play it.
Yeah. I put it in my playback set. We don't play it with the band, but I do it with my playback set to track, you know, and it always goes down an absolute storm. And another song that we're super proud of in 2020, we put out Be Wonderful, and we were right in the middle of the first horrible lockdowns.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you know, who's been my partner for years. Said, do a video in the garden, you know, let's get something out there. And it's a great song to cheer people up. And so my kids, who'd done media courses, so they knew how to work the camera. Yeah,
you train them well.
yep. My little team. And we filmed in the garden with our chickens and our Irish setter, Finn. So if you go onto YouTube and put in To Pow Be Wonderful, you can see that song and that.
I'm going to do that straight after. How the music industry has changed from your, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds videos China in Your Hand to chickens in your garden.
Technology is a wonderful thing and you can crack on and do your own thing. But I do miss those big videos. You know, we had like budgets that would have been like a mini film.
I know. I hail those days. I mean, I've said a million times. Madonna.
Yeah, and we had sets built.
Yeah.
You know? We were on sound stages. The In Heart and Soul, the video for Heart and Soul, you know, there's two visions of me. One's in the background, that's back projection. And the guy that did that, we did it at Pinewood. And the guy who was the projectionist did all the projecting on Ben-Hur and got an Oscar for it.
Wow.
So, I know. So that I do miss those days. I'm not going to lie.
No, of course.
Still have fun in your garden.
And going back to lifting the roof off, I'm guessing you are a bona fide gay icon as well that you must have had for your career. We never know what takes you into that icon. Gay icon, national treasure thing.
I don't think I'm not icon status because I haven't made enough money out of you guys yet. I'm not up there with Kylie. So if you can spread the word, I'd be super grateful.
Yeah, let's get you. Well, we need to talk about Essential 80s, which is on the road. You're on the road with Paul Young, and we had Q and Cry on last week, who actually said it's wonderful because back in the day, you were so busy, you were carted left, right and centre by record companies. You never really got to see each other. Whereas now you actually get to reminisce and kind of have a drink and have a good time, I imagine.
Yes, we do. And, you know, and also I think we were all quite competitive back then and everybody sort of settled down and grown up and we are and we prevail and we're all a bit proud of each other and ourselves, you know. So love Paul, toured with Paul before, done many festivals with him and with Pat and Hugh and Cry, you know, and we did the Jane McDonald show a couple of years ago. Me and Hugh and Cry had a right old laugh doing that. That was fun. So yeah, we all bump into each other and it is very chill and it's a glass of wine and what you've been up to. And we just get on with
all. I was going to say, if times have changed, were you all on a tour bus together? I guess you're not drinking bottles of Jack Daniels and you're in your PJs having a hot chocolate, are you now? Or are you drinking bottles of Jack Daniels on a tour bus?
Bottles of rosé. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Much more classy.
I can't do spirits anymore. They do. Yeah. But I can knock back a rosé.
Knock back a couple of bottles of rosé, or glass of rosé. And also, we've talked about your kids now being TV, but what do they think? I mean, I often think, must be strange growing up. You know, say if Kylie had kids, but she's so phenomenal and Madonna's kids were great. Yeah. But you're phenomenal. You're still in the industry. But is it weird when people are coming up to them going, oh, you really don't realise how big your mum was? You know, have they grown up knowing that?
They kind of sort of do. They didn't when they were, I mean, Scarlett's 23 now and Dylan is 19. So they get the history, you know, and they get the sort of legacy. They understand it. When they were little, they just came with me to all the festivals. Because when they were little was when the 80s took off again.
Oh, of course. So, yeah, I remember that. That was amazing when it first took off, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So I did my first tour in 2001 with Paul Young, Kim Wilde and Go West. And I think China Crisis. And we did all the arenas together. And I think, oh, my God, okay, Dylan wasn't born. He was born in 2002. Scarlett was born in 98. So she was like 3 or something. And then they would come with us to the shows because I wasn't on tour with a capital T as such. They tended to happen at weekends. So you could take the kids with. And they'd be in like, you know, these big stately homes and grounds.
Amazing.
For
gorgeous.
So I was really lucky that everything fell into place. I'd started my family and my career took off again, but I was able to take them with me because it wasn't like the old days where I'd literally leave the country for 6 months.
So
it was a lot more doable, a lot more manageable and a huge relief that I could get crack on, grab this opportunity that had come back around again like a boomerang and have my babies with me. So it was lovely.
Yeah, it was lovely. And I think it's great that people have gone. Obviously, old fans have gone and then they've got kids and people go. I mean, I went to see it. One of my biggest icons is Kim Wilde. And I went to see her. Going to see her again but I went to see her at Shepherd's Bush and I was like, is it, and this is me being open, going, oh God, is it going to be a bit embarrassing? And is it going to be like watching an older version? And she wasn't. It's like incredible. Everyone, when they've got talent, you just realise they still get on that stage and they just rock it like they used to. Do you know what I mean?
Kim's amazing. Kim is amazing. She's a good pal of mine and I really admire her. And she's one of the most positive, upbeat people I know.
Oh, that's good to know. Imagine if you'd gone, Lee, don't like her. She's awful.
No, she's absolutely, she's solid as a rock, that girl. I love her.
That's amazing.
But yeah, no, I think, and that's, you know, as long as you can still deliver.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. I think if you sort of dragging your sorry ass around a stage and you can't be passive anymore, I think it's time to hang up your mic.
But look at Fleetwood Mac and everyone. Do you know what I mean? They still absolutely rock it. Now, and what I love about these tours, they change people. You know, when there's a lot of people out there. So you can go to different ones and it's always going to be great.
Yeah. And can I just say very proudly that this year we've had our essential 80s box set out and it's still in the official album charts top 100.
That's amazing.
See, it is amazing. We couldn't believe it.
That era of music, I know people say it about every era, and it's true, 60s, 70s, but there's a great time. I mean, there's a bit of rubbish 90s, a bit of rubbish 80s, but that time, late 80s, early 90s, one of the best times, I think. Just look at the songs that top those lists. Apart from, obviously, like we said, the stripper.
Male stripper.
Male stripper by Man to Man Meet Paris. going to find out if that's real. Anyway, it's been incredible to have you on. You made a birthday boy very happy today, Carol.
Oh, glad.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you for joining us. Good luck with the tour. I will be there to see you. And please do come on again. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Lee. I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Bye. Thank you so much to Carol Decker from DePauw. That honestly was a lifelong ambition to speak to her. I used to love that song when I was younger. More Pop from the Box coming very soon. A very special episode next Friday. And on Monday, a Hollyoaks OG is here just for you. Have a fantastic weekend and I'll see you on Monday.